Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of arts and entertainment news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
The New York Latino Film Festival marks 25 years, September 13 to 21st, opening with Joel Alfonso Vargas's Mad Bills to Pay, and celebrating Michelle Rodriguez with an encore of Girl Fight and the NYLFF Impact Award. The New York Latino Film Festival celebrates its 25th anniversary, September 13 to 21, 2025, showcasing 120 films from 15 countries at Regal Union Square and United Palace. The festival opens with Mad Bills to Pay and honors Michelle Rodriguez with an encore of Girl Fight and NYLFF Impact Award. Rodriguez, who made her debut in Girl Fight, will receive the award for her influential legacy. The festival will also feature a free block party with a live performance by Jay Noah. Warner Bros. Discovery returns as the presenting sponsor, and the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment congratulates NYLFF on its 25th anniversary. The festival will include feature films, documentaries, and shorts from various countries, along with the Futuro Digital Conference and the web series Natives, Episode 1. NYLFF is presented by Warner Bros. Discovery, with HBO as a founding partner, and has support from various sponsors and partners. For sponsorship opportunities, contact Talento Unlimited. For more information, visit NYLatinoFilmFestival.com. 45 Drives announces full program for 2025 Creators Summit in Wilmington, NC. Three-day event to feature enterprise and studio tracks, open source leaders, and 45 studio launch with Deadma 5. 45 Drives has announced the full program for the 2025 Creators Summit in Wilmington, NC. The three-day event will bring together enterprise technologists, filmmakers, digital creators, and open-source leaders. The summit will feature two tracks, Enterprise and Studio, with speakers like Alan Jude from Clara Inc., Wendell Wilson from Level 1 Techs, and a product launch with Deadma 5. The event will take place from September 10 to 12 at various locations in Wilmington. Dr. Doug Milburn, president of 45 Drives, stated that the summit aims to unite creativity and technology, showcasing the inseparable forces driving the future. The event is open to industry professionals, students, creators, and media. Registration and press credentials can be requested on the 45 Drives website. The event is sponsored by Michael Best Law, with support from community partners and additional sponsorship from Seagate.
The Trains at North Park introduces new features this holiday season. The Trains at North Park, benefiting the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, returns for its 38th year with exciting new features. Art on the Rails offers a chance to bid on a hand-painted train set by artist J.D. Miller. Choo Choo Tales presents live theatrical performances, and Sensory Hours provide a welcoming environment for guests with sensitivities. Presented by Bank of Texas, the event runs from November 15, 2025 to January 4, 2026, aiming to raise over $1.1 million. CEO Jill Cumnock is excited to welcome families back to this holiday tradition, offering comfort and joy during the season.
Harford County Hops Farm, 1946. A. Aubrebeen, A. Aubrey Budding's photograph, Harford County Hops Farm, 1946. Captured the harvesting of crops on a Forest Hill farm turned into a party, with 75 guests invited to pick hops flowers from the stalks. The guests picked 7 bales of hops before enjoying a picnic lunch. Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, began his photographic career in 1923, winning awards for his documentary pictures. He believed in photography as a creative discipline, studying art principles and experimenting with tools to create his desired effects. More than 6,000 of Bodine's photographs spanning his 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on waubraybodin.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.